I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Her relationship with Adam is going through a weak phase, and he's not very good at doing relationships on weekdays. It's Watch What Happens Live with Sheena Shea and Carl Radke now. I'm your host. My name is Andy Cohen. I'm live in the Bravo Clubhouse in downtown Manhattan. We're on the corner. Oh, I'm not going to say exactly where we are. Van Damme and Hudson on a rainy Monday, getting cozy with two people who may have gotten extremely cozy with each other. Please welcome Punk Rules server Sheena Shea. And from Summer House, it's Carl Radke. Hi. And, you know, have you ever hooked up with someone and thought, gee, I'd like our moms to meet? Well, over at the bar, meeting on live television, it's Sheena's mom, Erica Marie Van Olfen, and Carl's mom, Sharon Radke. Hi, ladies. Great to see you. It's great to see you behind the bar, Sheena's mom, because you've been here many times.
I have. No. You have. Thanks for having me back.
I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're both here. Yeah. I love watching you. You know what? Carl always redeems himself when he's with you on the show.
Hopefully he continues that.
Yes, exactly. We've heard so many different stories from cast members of both of your shows about the extent of your hookup. Since you're both here, just tell me what the F happened. You were where and what happened?
His apartment. Our moms are here. I'm going to spare the details.
You were at your apartment.
It was... We rounded third base.
Wow. Oh, well, this is the most that I... Okay. Wow.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Why not go further? What was holding you back?
I don't know.
Okay.
We weren't ready yet.
Go to WWHL.TV. We have so many great polls tonight. Our first one is, would Sheena and Carl make a good couple? We want to hear what you have to say. Do you two think that you are compatible as a couple?
I do, yeah.
I think so.
Oh. Wow.
The audience does not.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't know why.
I'm surprised,
what do you think?
Yeah, the moms are into it.
All right, well, I think the audience is just being shady. Thanks.
Yeah.
After texting Lisa obsessively, James finally got a chance to beg for his job back, and the whole situation seemed awfully familiar. Watch.
So this is the letter I wrote to you. My job here at SO means so much to me. I want you to be assured that I will change my actions. I miss working for you. I really love you. I did take what I had for granted.
I cannot give you one more chance.
What? Lisa, please. Okay. I won't ever drink again. I'm going to work this out, Lisa. I'm going to change my ways.
Everyone at SO wants me back.
Does it really matter whether everybody wants you back? Not definitely saying you're ever coming back to SO.
I just want one more chance at the end of all this because...
It's not going to happen.
Okay, head back to WWHL.TV. We want to know, do you think Lisa will end up giving James one more chance? What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm kind of hoping so, to tell you the truth. I find James highly entertaining. And
oh, wow.
You know, looks like you guys are a full yes on that one. Sheena, do you consider this a normal-sized glass?
It was fun size that
okay.
night.
Over on Summer House, Jordan's blustering confidence has his castmates calling his bluff. Check it out.
I'm sitting like this. She sticks her tongue in my ass. I kicked her off the bunk.
You're a f***ing liar.
I made out with three girls last night.
Oh my God. Jordan does not have that much game.
I met the love of my life last night. Didn't make out with her. I made out with the girl that was like sleeping on the couch at our party.
I'm a little confused.
I'm the most eligible bachelor on a dating app.
How do you pee in this thing?
From my dick.
Just from the trunk?
Yeah, this is...
All right.
I can get any girl I want. Can only get better from here.
Okay, he just totally checked out Kyle's dick.
Dick, yeah.
And I mean, who can blame him? But still, is he gay or a serial killer?
That's a great question. I don't think he's gay. I just think he's really insecure. He might be a virgin.
Overcompensating.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, well then.
Southern gentleman overcompensation.
Oh, okay.
Well, I love Jordan. I like it. Shout out to Jordan.
Okay, well, I do too. Before we get to your questions for Sheena and Carl, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, remember when Sheena sent Adam a sexy photo of herself with a knife in Mexico and then he didn't respond? Well, tonight she took that very knife and jabbed it into his heart when she decided to go on a date with someone else. Watch.
My friend Ethan was back in town and he wants to make me dinner.
I don't know if a lot of times, like, if I'm ready to be with someone exclusively, but I also don't want you to, like, get with other guys.
I just won't post anything. I'm gonna do a little snap update.
Sheena did, like, send us a video.
Knowing that she's with another guy right now, like, yeah, that's not a, it's, like, uncomfortable as
How was your date?
Well, it was amazing, and now Adam's just, like, upset with me.
But he's since caught feelings, so it's a little different.
He's my best friend, and, like, I can't lose another. I did not want to talk about this today. I'm sorry.
Did you do it to make him jealous?
Of course.
Yes.
It worked.
But that Ethan guy was, he could get it.
I know.
Yeah. Kind of made me jealous.
He lives here, so.
Yeah, and he did get it.
He did.
Yeah.
More than once.
For 3 hours. Well, here's what next week on the Pump Rules finale, Adam and Sheena head over to Jackson Brittany's engagement party, and they face off in an enragement party. Want to see it? I do.
I've already
watch
seen it.
Let's see. Watch. Yeah, you lived it.
Yes, I'm uncomfortable with this.
When you say, I don't care, if it's someone I don't know, I don't care.
What would you have done if I did what you did?
I told you I would have been upset. I told you I'm a jealous person.
You said if I went on a date, you would have been upset.
Yes, I would have been upset with anything.
But you f***ed him. There's no other way to describe it.
Shut up, stop. Do you love me?
No, don't even.
Answer the f***ing question.
Don't even.
Stop. Answer the question.
No.
Answer it.
I just did, no.
You don't love me, really.
Can I get a refill, Mom?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, I have to say, it was interesting because you were saying, yes, I would be jealous if you went out with someone else. So you were being direct with him.
Totally.
And he was being a little more opaque with you, I guess.
Yeah, he said for months he didn't care and it wouldn't bother him. And I'm like, well, it would bother me, so it's weird that it wouldn't bother you. He's like, it wouldn't. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going
to
call
Carl, you're
bluff.
Ready to sign up for the Sheena coaster? Second, tonight on Pump Rules, Brittany selected her bridesmaids. And while Kristen didn't nab the maid of honor gig, she did nail the audition for the part of crazy drunk bridesmaid who will make a rambling toast against everyone's will. Take a look.
I think I would be an amazing maid of honor. Look at this, look at the train that I am 100% willing to pour into planning Brittany's wedding.
Now I wanted to know if you would be my matron of honor.
Is Katie in there with her?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
I've already asked Kara to be maid of honor and Katie's my matron of honor. So, I asked her at the bridal store, but I didn't want you guys to know yet because...
You didn't want me to take her down?
Well,
yes, I'm jealous. There's that.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, would Kristen make a good maid of honor? Yes or no? Yes, she would.
Absolutely.
Really?
She is so amazing at planning, and she's such a good friend. She would be an amazing maid of honor.
Wow, very good.
That's nice.
Okay, looks like...
No, I mean it.
Our shady audience has a landslide for no.
No.
Okay.
That girl helped get me through my divorce. She's amazing.
Really? Yes. Wow. Okay, that's good. Finally, Summer House Romances and Carl have historically gone exceptionally not well. So take a look at Carl giving it another go, this time with new housemate Paige.
You look good for 33.
Just because Paige is my type doesn't mean I just want to get in her pants.
We're going to get along very well.
Cheers to our first date.
This is a long time coming, I feel like.
Is it?
Carl is just someone that I'm trying on, basically.
The Paige thing is kind of like, I'm over it.
What do you mean? Like,
she doesn't do anything. Like, I'm not gonna just like chase. Like, I am literally the best guy she'll ever meet in her entire life. I'm a prince.
Ice. Put her on ice. I was literally standing right there and I heard my name and you just say like, oh, I put in 6 weeks of effort. We've only been on one date.
I know. I don't know how to date anymore. I honestly don't.
Clearly, Carl.
Okay.
We're gonna progressively move forward.
Wow, that went better than I expected.
It did.
Okay, well, here's what. Tonight, though, things got even stormier when Lindsay inserted herself. Take cover, because Hurricane Hubbard hit the Hamptons. Watch.
Paige and Amanda think they overheard you and Carl talking.
You know what? I don't have time for people going around the house again. And then we have to
relax.
Basically, Paige, like,
okay.
They're young. I will go tell Paige myself. Paige.
Yes. That would be really aggressive. So you said,
giving advice to my friend.
I don't need to walk into a gangbang. You have a problem.
You confront that person directly. You don't talk to the entire house. That's very middle.
All right. I am not sure we even need to ask, but what the heck? Go to WWHL.TV. We're really asking, did Lindsay overreact, yes or no, in the poll? Were you happy for the backup? Or?
I mean, listen, I like having her backup, but
yes.
I think she definitely had a couple too many drinks and freaked out a little bit.
There you go.
Lindsay's a very passionate girl, as you said.
Yes. Okay, that's a landslide, too. Thank you very much. Carl, Alleycat0303 said, your mom called. She wants her polka dot capris back. Sheena Antoine,
thanks,
with a lot of numbers, says, has Sheena ever hooked up with Jax or any of the Toms back in the day?
No, no one. I'm the only person on the show who hasn't hooked up with anyone.
Wow. Sheena.
Except for me.
We got this a lot. People want to know how you feel about your ex, Rob, calling out the cast. First of all, is he engaged?
Who?
Doorman.
Is he engaged?
I don't know. I don't
know. Oh, no. Okay. For some reason.
Yeah.
But he called out the cast and said, like, they're exhausting.
We're exhausting. It's a lot, like a lot, but it's like.
But didn't he want to be on the show?
He didn't, but when he was, it didn't seem like he minded.
Got it. Okay. Let's go to Carrie from New Jersey. Hey, Carrie, what's your question?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, my question is, after Jack said he was number one, should Britney's family be concerned?
No, I know they've talked about that. I think what he was meaning is he just always has to be happy with himself because he can't make other people happy unless he's happy. So that's how he meant, like, he has to put himself first.
Carrie, are you old enough to be calling?
Is that Nikolai?
Let's go to, yeah, it might be Nikolai.
Family
Let's
plan.
Go to Joe from West Islip. Hey, Joe, what's up? What's your question?
How you doing, Andy? Big Fat Joey.
Oh, hey, Big Fat Joey. Good to
I've had Big Fat Joey before.
Yeah. What's
hey,
up?
Mazel on Baby Benjamin.
Thanks.
Mazel on Baby Benjamin. Questions for Carl. Carl, great to speak with you again. I love that you had a 75 main. Question for you, Carl. How come you never called Paige during the week? Were you playing the field with some other girls and only for her on the weekends?
Good question, Big Fat Joey. Honestly, I lost my job, and I just got a little caught up, and I didn't call her. My bad.
Well, I mean,
listen, I didn't call her. I just didn't do it. So I'm going to own it and say I didn't call her, but I had some other shit going on. And
what's going on with the job situation?
I'm currently working for Spot Fund. It's a social impact company. It's basically like GoFundMe, but for nonprofits. And yeah, things are going well. Shout out. I got a job.
Natalie G wants to know why do you think LVP can't drop her grudge towards Kristen?
I feel like they maybe did.
You do?
I don't know.
Okay, it didn't seem like it at the reunion.
But then we were all in Vegas the next day together and everything was fine. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Sammy D emailed, Carl, do you think Lindsay is jealous of all the younger girls in the house this year?
Ooh. I wouldn't say jealous. I think it's just it's a different kind of energy.
Farrah Yu emailed Sheena.
That answer sucked.
Sheena, who's better in bed, Adam or Ethan?
Oh, man.
I'm not answering that question.
Nicole F. wants to know, why was Adam upset that you hooked up with Ethan but wasn't fazed by the fact that you went out with his friend Robbie from The Bachelorette?
That is a fantastic question.
I thought so, too.
It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because I didn't sleep with Robbie.
Manuela H. texted, Carl, Jordan said he made out with a girl who was crashing on the couch. Who is the girl? Has she come forward about this story?
It's all bullshit. He's a liar.
Okay. We can't say that word on
Sorry,
the show.
My bad.
Let's go to Maria from New Jersey. Hey, Maria, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Sheena. You mentioned that you hooked up with Packers, Spurs, and other athletes. Can you be more specific on who they were?
It was a joke.
With a Packer?
No, it was a joke.
Aaron Rodgers?
A joke. No, not no. Aaron Rodgers. Okay. No. Okay. No, it was just something funny I said. Oh. I have friends on many different football teams.
Really?
I'm trying to drink.
That was a terrible answer.
Sheena, Kelly Mild One once says, be honest, do you only watch your scenes and fast forward through other cast members?
No, and for like the 100th time, I fast forwarded through most of my scenes last season.
Okay. It's Cringy. Game time, everybody. Yeah. Sheena and Carl may have been both at times unlucky in love, but tonight we're about to find out if their soulmate is someone they once got lucky with.
Oh,
it's time for a Clubhouse Connection. Yeah. I'm going to ask a relationship question and count down from three. You will then both shout out your answer at the same time. If you agree more than you disagree, you can start picking out baby names in the after show. Okay, in a relationship, how many times a week do you think you should have sex? 3, 2, 1.
7.
4.
Wow. If you two were to go on a dinner date tomorrow, who should pay? Sheena, Carl, or split it? 3, 2, 1.
Carl.
Okay, good. Is there such a thing as posting too many selfies? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You said yes?
Wow, Sheena. If you had to go without one for the rest of your life, which would you choose? Oral sex or cheese? 3, 2, 1.
Cheese.
Cheese, cheese, but that's the...
Should a couple have each other's social media passwords? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
No.
Oh, good.
We're soulmates.
Okay. How do you like to sleep? Wearing pajamas or in the nude? 3, 2, 1.
Nude.
Both. It depends.
Okay. How many kids do you want? 3, 2, 1.
2.
5.
I'm way too old to have 5 kids, so.
What matters more in the bedroom? Right. Size or how you use it? 3, 2, 1.
How you use it?
You weren't convinced.
That was good.
All right.
This is a fun game. We have a connection.
One more, come on.
One more?
Just one more. Yeah.
Okay. In a relationship, is it okay to watch porn? Yes or no? 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Joellen W. Facebooked on our walkabout and wants to know if you guys are going to go out for drinks after the show tonight.
Absolutely.
You 1,000%.
Are. Yeah. Yes.
Very good.
We actually met for drinks earlier today.
Yeah. Huh? So our moms did meet earlier today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Carl Sarah K. texted, what was your reaction when you saw Lindsay reconnecting with Everett?
I mean, I've dealt with a lot between those two. I don't know. I think they just need to move on and focus on their other stuff. But I love Everett, I love Lindsay. I just think it's been really just too much.
Okay, okay.
No reaction, guys.
Darla S. wants to know what dating advice you guys would give to each other.
I actually gave you some the other day. I said, you should take
a page out of Paige's book.
But I said, actually, you know, and this week, like, we FaceTimed a bunch and stuff, and, like, he's been, you know, reaching out. But I just said, no, during the week, girls want to get that attention and hear from you, you know?
So. That being said, I feel really bullish about this.
What?
The two of you.
What do you mean?
I just feel like it's going to be a good night. I want to thank Sheena, Carl, Erica, and Sharon. All right, we're back with Sheena and Carl and the moms behind the bar.
Yeah,
let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi,
Paul from Nebraska.
Paul. Oh, yes. Hi, my question is for Sheena.
Okay.
Has James really been sober this whole season?
No.
No.
I think he admitted that to Lisa.
Oh, yeah, he said he had had some beer. No,
is that
he
a spoiler?
Did.
Okay,
no,
yeah.
He said that. Okay. Let's go to Brandy from Philly. Hey, Brandy, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Carl.
Hi, Brandy.
And my question is, do you think that Kyle and Amanda should have an open relationship since he just can't stop cheating?
No, I don't. Kyle, he cheated one time. He owned it. Obviously, it's brutal, but he got here on your show, Andy, and he admitted to it, and I think they're going to be just fine. Go Kyle, Amanda.
I really grilled him that night.
Yeah, you roasted his ass.
I did.
You deserved it.
I have to tell you, it was fun.
It was
for me, it was great, too, because I was like, I just got to sit back and let you.
That was a full roast.
With him that night?
Yeah.
That was a full roast. Yeah. That was Jack style.
Yes.
Let's go to Marcus from Ohio. Hey, Marcus, what's your question?
What's going on? My question's for Sheena.
Okay.
And I just got to say, I got 1 minute left. I'm dyeing my hair right now. So,
What color are you dyeing it?
I have to go blonde, but that's a long story. But anyway, Sheena, I just want to say you look bomb.
Thank you.
My question is with Stassi's recent comments in regards to Billie Lee, who is the shit, I want to know, do you feel that Billie Lee's getting the same treatment as you got when you first came to Sir? And number two, do you feel some type of way that Billie's hosting a brunch at Sir and you're not hosting a brunch?
So we actually host a girls' night on Wednesdays, like every 3 weeks. And Billy has asked me every brunch that she hosts for me to perform at it. It's just our schedules haven't matched up. But I think, yeah, it is similar to me in the beginning. I mean, I was the new person, but I also was friends with Tom. I knew Kristen. I knew people coming into the group, and Billy came in completely new. So it's a little different.
Contavious from New Jersey. Oh, good luck with the hair dye, by the way. what's up, Contavious?
Oh, hey, I wanted to know if Shayna and Carl make a good couple / hookup?
Yes, we think they
do. It's Sheena.
It's
Thank
Sheena.
Thank you, Contavious.
Yeah, for sure they do. Okay, let's go to Brett from North Dakota. Last call of the night. Hey, Brett, what's your question?
Hey, Sheena. On the episode, you said that you had multiple threesomes when you were younger. How did your mom feel about that?
I think we're out of time.
I want to thank Sheena, Carl, and the mom for TV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on Auto Trader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.